we're discussing Hadagriya. We discussed on Monday several different svaras, several different definitions or explanations of what Hadagriya is. Poskim say that it's an invasion of privacy. Poskim say that it prevents the victim from being able to use his property freely in an uninhibited way. Poskim say that there's a question of tznius, of iser, but not lamakom, in other words, that the person who can see into someone else's private space may see things he shouldn't. And the poskim talk about ayin hara, that you can actually cause damage by looking at your friend's affairs. And as we see throughout Siman Kuf and Dal, we're going to see all kinds of permutations when there is hezekriya, when it applies, when it doesn't apply. One of the things we see right in the beginning in Sif Gimel, it says that you're not allowed to open a Pesach Keneged Pesach or a Chalon Keneged Chalon. You're not allowed to open a door that directly faces on that directly corresponds faces someone else's door. Not allowed to open a window that directly faces corresponds to someone else's window. And that's one of the various types of hezekriya we're learning about in the Siman. So, various contemporary poskim have begun to note last half century or so this halacha is honored in the breach. You know, the Israeli poskim, in particular, I mean, here in America, people built houses that aren't often not necessarily built by Jews outside Lakewood, but in Eretz Israel, especially, the poskim have acknowledged that the houses are built by Jews, and these halachas are ignored. People routinely build houses with windows and doors that face the corresponding features of the neighbor's house. So the question is, why do we pay no attention to this halacha? So various contemporary poskim have tried to offer justifications. I mean, not all of them do. Some of them just think it's wrong. I saw the Mishnah of Yisrael, they bring Rabbi Yisrael Grossman, just says he doesn't understand. It's clearly wrong, he says. It's a halacha, you have to follow it. But other poskim try to justify the practice. So one idea they talk about is they bring a tshuva of the Maritz Elon. Maritz Elon was actually discussing a different question. He was discussing the question, is there any limit to how far away the problem of hezekriya extends? If you can't see, you can't see. If it's too far away to see, then obviously there's no problem. Let's say you can see. Is there any limit beyond which hezekriya no longer applies? Does it attenuate with distance somehow? So he says, in principle, he says no. He brings Raya's, and in principle, Rishonim imply there is no limit, that as long as it's possible to see, there's no share, and that you have to be marchik, the iser, the problem exists wherever. However, the Maritz Elon says, he brings Raya's again, he says that we follow minhag in this thing, in this point. If the minhag in this community, in this area, is that we are not machpid on hezekriya beyond, he doesn't give an exact definition for how far away he's talking about, but he says if the prevailing custom is that we don't enforce hezekriya when the two opposing people are far enough away, we follow the minhag, and then he says in Tzfas, so that's the minhag, that people don't object to in such cases, and we follow the minhag. So various poskim have argued that the minhag today has developed that we don't enforce hezekriya at all with regard to Pesach Neged Pesach, and with regard to building houses, building residences that have corresponding doors and windows, the minhag is simply not to care about such things. Now we'll discuss in a minute why this minhag might have developed, elaborate a little further, but let's just stop here for a moment. The problem is that Achronim also bring, there is a Rashba. The Rashba explicitly says that we don't follow minhag when it comes to Pesach Neged Pesach. The Rashba has a general comprehensive tshuva discussing different types of minhag and when you do follow them, when you don't. The Rashba suggests that we don't follow minhag when it comes to Pesach Neged Pesach. And he says, again, he invokes something we discussed on Monday, the idea that Pesach Neged Pesach is not just a question of Nizkei Shcheinim, it's not just a question of Adon L'Chaveiro. It's actually a question of Isser, it's a question of Tznius. The Gemara derives it from Sukkim. Sukkim in Parshas Balak, it says that Bilam saw something very positive about the way Klal Yisrael's tents were arranged, and he said, Ruya Shetesh Roshchina Aleim. What did he see? And Chazal explained he saw that the tents weren't, the doors weren't Zeh Keneged Zeh. Matar Olach Yaakov, right, exactly. So the Rishonim explained, the Yad Ramah and the Rashba said something similar, that if it was just a question that they were Medak Dei Kibrod and L'Chavero, that's also important, but it sounds like there was something else going on. We're learning it out from Sukkim. You could have learned that you know, Chazal have wonderful things to say about people who are meticulous about their fellow's property too, Brad and L'Chavero. But nevertheless, Rishonim say, somehow this Gemara implies it goes beyond Niske Shechayim, beyond simple Brad and L'Chavero. It becomes a question of Isser, of Tznius, and that's what makes the Shechina, the worthy of Shechina. So the Rashba says you can't have a minhag that overrides such a concern. Now, it's not so simple. That really comes up in our Siman and Siv Gimel. There is a shita that you can't get any chazaka on Pesach and Pesach. That even if they've been that way for a while, the parties don't get any chazaka to keep them that way. The Sma explains that could be a similar idea because if it's a matter of Isser, chazaka doesn't matter. An Isser is an Isser. You can have all the chazakas that you want, and Isser remains Osser. And the Sma says, according to that, even beyond chazaka, even Mechila wouldn't work, even a Shtar or a Kenyan wouldn't work, nothing would work. You can't be Mechil and Isser L'Shamayim. The problem is that, you know, to the extent that we don't go like that, to the other shitas that say that you do get chazaka or you do get Kenyan, which seems to hold there's no Isser, but not entirely clear, Lahalacha L'maisa, whether we treat Pesach Keneged Pesach, this, at least this form of Hezek Re'iyah, as a Milsud Yisurah or not, but the Rashba seems to say that we do, and that's why he says that you can't even have a minig in such an area. Nevertheless, Meretz Alon says, at least with regard to Hezek Re'iyah attenuated by a long distance, that Meretz Alon says you do follow minig, and various contemporary poskim say that the minig is not to worry about building residences with Pesach Keneged Pesach, Chalon Keneged Chalon.
But Rabbi Grossman, this is not a contemporary problem. I mean, with all the archaeological digs we have in Yerushalayim, houses are built one next to another.
The question is not just the house. The question is, were the doors in the houses?
The doors and the windows.
You think they were? They were built
well,
next to each
other? I don't know about the windows because nobody sees the windows. Right. But the house...
Well, the house can be nearby. But you have to just move the door over so the doors don't face each other. So I don't know if there's any evidence as to how they were designed back then or not.
Is it clear this problem is when you have the things closed, like, you know, we have blinds.
So we'll get to blinds in a minute. So just before blinds, so as I was saying, the poskim then tried to give various reasons for why the minhag would be this way or other svaros, why we could be lenient. So poskim have tried to offer several suggestions as to how some of the svaros include ways in which our urban planning, our cities are designed differently from the ones in the time of Chazal. They've tried to argue that the population density is much higher, and that there's much more urban development and much more need to have tons and tons of houses. It just wasn't practical to keep building houses in such ways that the Psachim and the Chalonas are always separate. Maybe they have to develop a minog to overlook this and to not be makbar on this. Some posts can talk about shutters. The Israeli posts can talk about trisim, these, I guess, external shutters, these big heavy things that fold over the windows. I'm not sure I fully understand the logic. They say things like, what's Hezek Re'iyah? You're going to want to do something private that you don't want to be seen. You can always close the window. Now, obviously, anytime you have a Hezek Re'iyah situation, Chalon Keneged Chalon, well, even forgetting the question of Isser, anytime one party can object to another party, we don't just say, well, you can close your window. We say, I have the right to have the window open. These persons seem to understand, to not have a window at all, I have the right to say, I don't want that. Or if there's no practical way of opening it and closing it, then you can object to other people. But in the case of the tris, where you can kind of compromise and have the best of both worlds, you can leave it open much of the day and get light and get air and all that. And when you want to do something specifically private, you can close it. So they feel that's the kind of exception, and that's a reason why we're not going to be so makbid, and that we're not going to enforce the minhag became to build Chalon Keneged Chalon and Pesach Keneged Pesach. That's the idea, right? That's the idea of the fact that things are close together. That's the idea.
I guess you have to assume that their doors were closed, you know, could be closed. I don't assume the doors would be open, and we still say Pesach.
So that's actually another svara that I saw in the. That's actually another svara I saw in the poskim. One or two people wanted to suggest that in the time of Chazal, people used to leave their doors open more, at least with regard to doors, the doors were left open more of the day. So having a Pesach Keneged Pesach was more of a problem. Today, where doors are typically kept closed and occasionally open, there's less of a danger of being able to see into your neighbor's property. Today, we're less machbin on that. I saw, you know, an additional thing they say is that the Isser of Pesach Keneged Pesach, Chalon Keneged Chalon, has to be exactly corresponding. The language of the Shulchan Aruch is, even moving it away a little bit is enough. And some posts can suggest that if they don't directly face each other, that even if they're set off by a, even if they don't completely correspond, then the problem might not apply either. Pesachoshin points out that there are cases where we design construction in such ways that they do completely correspond. He talks about it. He gives the example of stairwells where you have an apartment building where we can have apartments that open on two opposite sides of a stairwell, where the doors directly correspond. then you don't have that heter either. And then you have to say, some of the other svaras that the minhag became just not to be machpin on this apparently, and that for any of these other reasons we keep them closed more of the day, or for the other reasons. Another heter they give is that we typically have in most homes, many homes, I don't know what percentage, but in many cases, we typically have some kind of hallway. It's hallway before the front door. When the front door's open, you're still not seeing directly into anybody's bedroom, you're seeing into a hallway. And the hallway is not a place in which people have any real need or likelihood of doing anything particularly private. So again, it depends, I guess, whether you see straight through the hallway into the dining room, and some houses do open up pretty much the front door, you can see straight into the dining room. But at least in areas where the front door is going to be separated by a porch or whatever these different types of rooms are, a porch, a hallway, something like that. So again, you don't have to worry as much that the people will be seeing straight into each other's private areas of the homes. And that's another argument for why we're less meticulous about these things than we used to be in the time of Chazal. I saw an interesting shaila, contemporary shaila again, obviously, as we'll describe what the shaila was. They want to know that there was a building in which one of the tenants, one of the residents, it was a commercial space apparently, pharmacy I think, wanted to install in the hallways for security a closed circuit television monitoring system. And other members of the building complained. They said, every time we walk by, we're going to be caught on camera. We don't appreciate that. And that's a form of hezek ri'ah. So this analysis I saw wanted to argue. They said, we discussed it Monday, there are two possible, even with regard to privacy, there are two possible ways of expressing the hezek. Well, one way is it's an actual invasion of privacy. The other way is, no, it won't be an invasion of privacy. I'll just be constricted in what I can do. I won't do things that I need privacy for, and that itself is something I have the right to object to. So they wanted to argue that in the case of the camera, people are not going to use the stairs anymore. They're going to use the stairs. They're just going to be annoyed that they're being photographed. So there's no constriction of my ability to use the property. There's just the actual hezek. So that would apply. That wouldn't apply. So they go back and forth on this question. They discuss the fact that the monitoring is not going to be permanent. It just goes through the camera. It gets erased. I'm not sure why that should make a difference. Every hezek ri'ah is just, I see you fleetingly. I don't record you. So they discuss that case of the camera.
Why wouldn't a stairwell be just a Rosh Hashanah, and then therefore you wouldn't even have an issue of having a Pesach?
Right. So in our siman, we do find this idea that the post can say, even in cases where I'm open, even in Rosh Hashanah, if I'm open to space from the Rosh Hashanah, if the Rosh Hashanah can already see me, for example, two neighbors are on opposite sides of the street, and there's a window. The victim has a window that anyway faces the Rosh Hashanah, so anybody walking by can see him all day. So the post can talk about that taina. Then he can't necessarily object to the guy on the other side of the street, because he can say, what are you worried about? You're anyway being seen all day by the passerby. See, I'm one more person seeing you. I have 50 people in the street, now you have 50, a 51st person. That doesn't matter, the Gemara says. Again, in light of these two ways, bear, either because I'm anyway not doing anything private because the 50 people in the street can see me, or because it doesn't matter if I'm seen by 51 person or 50 people. But either way, that taka is a taina. So in the case of the stairwell, if it would be, I guess, crowded enough that whenever I walk by, I'm anyway being seen by tons of people, it's a busy stairwell with hundreds of people running by all day, then Lachar, you'd certainly be right. The fact that one more person can see me, the operator of the closed circuit camera, or the person who views those videos, arguably wouldn't be any worse. It might be that they were talking about a situation where the stairwell is pretty quiet and most of the day I can get by without having anyone see me in particular, and now there's always somebody seeing me. But you're right, that would be an additional consideration insofar as the space is public. That could be an additional reason why there'd be an issue of hezek ri'ah.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like if it's garden apartments and there's three or four people who live in that building, and then it's just you. It's almost like with a chatzer, and then you are going over to Pesach on that. But if you're having 10 floors in a building, you have 20 apartments and hundreds of people. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So one last point, and I didn't have a chance to do the research fully on this, but one last point, post can talk about how hezek ri'ah applies to windows with glass in them. Typically, the windows of Chazal's time probably didn't have glass, they were open. Does having glass, either normal glass that we have, transparent glass, or translucent glass, the kind that you commonly have in bathrooms and such, do either of these kinds of glass affect anything to do with hezek ri'ah? So we'll see if Pesach Shuva is going to talk about this a little bit. There are posts who seem to be focusing on Ayin Hara. And again, I don't know that we have a particularly good working understanding of Ayin Hara, but who seem to suggest that the glass attenuates the gaze, and Ayin Hara will be mitigated by glass. certainly in terms of privacy, the other concerns, they would apply equally if it's glass or no glass. When you discuss translucent glass, the frosted glass, Sahara Poskim take different views. Some of them say the fact is you can't really see in any detail what the guy's doing, so you can argue that there should be no issue of hezekri anymore. Other poskim argue that the person still feels uncomfortable, especially if you go with the svara of the sma, that the person feels constricted, doesn't feel able to be perfectly comfortable, even if, I guess, you know, the other guy, the truth is the other guy won't really be able to see him, but he still feels uncomfortable being behind translucent glass. So there still is a form of hezekriah, so that's not entirely clear, both in the case even transparent glass and this case also of translucent glass. It is not entirely clear whether these are good reasons to avoid, whether these would solve the problems of hezekriah. Additionally, I saw in one of the svarim, he says that the common minhag in Eretz Yisrael is that when someone's building some of the poskim say that the minhag is that we allow free construction because the cities are just too dense and there's no room for people, and the minhag therefore develop that we allow just construction without worrying about Pesach and Pesach. Several poskim say a curious thing, and several say the same thing. I'm not so sure why this is intuitively so obvious, but they say that applies primarily or exclusively to new construction. The contractors who are developing new housing have to have the right to build it however they want without getting all hung up on where the windows are. However, they say, when the city's already built and you're not dealing with the need to develop new housing because people need places to live, people are just making renovations and adjusting their homes and moving things out and putting things in, moving things around. There, they say there's no such minhag. There's no minhag to just arbitrarily put windows in ways where it gives you access into someone else's property. Their taka, it's usher, they say. Their taka, there will be no heter to just willy-nilly build windows that let you see into other people's property. And indeed, I saw in one of the Israeli posts, he said that typically when these cases come to Beis Din, the pshara or what the Beis Din usually recommends is that you want a window primarily for air, for light, and to have a bit of a view. But it's not really right for you to see into your neighbor's property. So what they recommend, must be some English word for this, I'm not sure what it's called, but they recommend kind of slats that don't go perpendicular to the wall but go at a 45-degree angle. You can't actually see straight through the things, a kind of privacy. I don't know, there must be some word for this. I don't know what it's called. So the air comes in and the light comes in, and you can even get a bit of a view. You can look at a 45-degree angle and see out onto the hill somewhere, but you're not actually going to be able to look straight and gaze into your neighbor's property.